Last week, the Prime Minister made it clear he thought there was too much forest locked up in Australia's national parks. And combined with what he dubbed green ideology, the PM blamed this for doing, quote, so much damage to our country. Well, one of the earliest advocates in Australia for more national parks, wilderness and World Heritage areas was an economist. He was also a member of the Liberal Party. Alex Colley was also a pioneer bushwalker, and he died last month at the ripe old age of 104. Our environment editor Greg Borschmann pays tribute.
135 years ago, in 1879, Australia created what was then only the second national park in the world, the Royal, just south of Sydney. It was the start of the bushwalking movement in Australia. Just over 40 years later, in the 1920s and 30s, more adventurous bushwalkers, both men and women, began exploring further west to the Blue Mountains and beyond, in what even today is still some of the most rugged country in Australia. Those trackless and occasionally epic journeys helped forge Australia's modern conservation movement. And while Alex Colley wasn't the first bushwalking conservationist, he was certainly there in the very early days.
He was part of that generation of bushwalking nature conservationists from the 1930s who, in bushwalking clubs, got to know some of the rough wilderness country of Australia.
That was Bob Carr, former Foreign Minister and New South Wales Premier, reflecting on bushwalker Alex Colley and what he calls the start of nature conservation in Australia.
They mapped it, they loved the smell of it, they loved to wake up in a tent by a creek to the symphony of bird song in the Australian bush. And it was a natural progression as population pressures increased for them to campaign for the protection of that bush. That was the start of nature conservation.
He was an unusual bloke. He didn't retire when he turned 65. In fact, he probably became more active as he got older. How did you come to know him?
Well, he was an ally of Milo Dunphy's. And I used to go, as a young environment minister in New South Wales in the early 80s, they recruited me for bushwalks to show me the areas they wanted to protect, to explain to me the intellectual basis for their campaign. So they took me into wilderness, for example, and he was always one of the cheerful old guys who could talk about decades of slogging through the Australian bush, and he knew it intimately and could mount a compelling case for saving wild country.
Keith Muir is director of the Colong Foundation for Wilderness.
Alex was the last tiger walker, the bushwalkers that were able to walk over 50 miles in a weekend over very rugged terrain. This was a very elite group. So he was not only a conservationist, but a person who knew the country and walked the land.
But he was also much more.
He was a man who was both a liberal, an economist, a bushwalker, a conservationist, and a person who had a picture about the future, how we could deal with all the world's problems, especially the problem of saving the bush by using a big picture approach.
That was Dr. Jeff Mosley, longtime former executive director of the Australian Conservation Foundation. For Alex Colley, after more than 30 years of determined but polite conservation campaigning with the bushwalkers, the times had changed. Jeff Mosley again.
He was very frustrated in his role as Secretary of the Conservation Bureau of the New South Wales Federation of Bushwalking Clubs. He just didn't think they were up to the job.
Colley joined the Colong Committee. He became a key backroom player producing the political briefs and economic arguments used in the 1970s to block limestone mining of the Colong Caves in the southern Blue Mountains and also prevent the clearing of the nearby Canangraboid Plateau for pine plantations. The campaigns were the forerunners of later battles over native forests, wood chipping and rainforest protection. Keith Muir again.
Politics was very different then. Funnily enough, Alex Colley was the secretary of the Tarramurra branch of the Liberal Party, and he got a unanimous vote through the State Council of the Liberal Party and was able to turn the political tide against the mine above the Colong Caves. So he was able to change the political landscape.
A young John Howard, later to become Federal Liberal leader and Prime Minister, was one of those party members Colley lobbied.
He's just astounding. There'll never be another Alex. That level of public service is just an outstanding record. We're talking about a man who provided over 60 years of conservation effort.
Remarkably, it was all voluntary. Colley formally retired as an economist with the Sydney Area Transportation Study in 1974. He immediately went to work 4 days a week for the Kolong Foundation and didn't resign as honorary secretary until 34 years later in 2008. Colley was 99 years old. Together with conservationists Pat Thompson and Milo Dunphy, arguably Colley's greatest legacy was successfully arguing the case for Australia's first wilderness legislation. Former New South Wales Premier Bob Carr again.
Ultimately, they persuaded me to introduce Australia's first Wilderness Act, modelled on the US Wilderness Act. I'm proud to say that today in New South Wales there are 2 million hectares protected under that act.
Colley's theory was pretty simple. If you want to safeguard the future, you protect biodiversity. And the best way to do that is to reserve large slices of intact habitat. Conservationists give Colley some of his greatest credit for the World Heritage listing of the Greater Blue Mountains in the year 2000. Jeff Mosley says it was part of big conservation gains rolled out over the past 3 or 4 decades.
Now I think we've reached another stage where everything is under attack.
In his 90s, Colley was working hard on the answer. He wrote a book called Sustainability. It was all about how to improve the budget bottom line and implement a steady-state economy, free from the environmental losses that he linked to exponential economic and population growth.
It was very prescient of Alex, where he says that the answer to these problems, defending our parks, is to have a different system, a different economic and social system that will do away with these stupid attacks on our park systems.
Dr. Jeff Mosley, former long-time executive director of the Australian Conservation Foundation, one of those paying tribute to Alex Colley, who died last month at the age of 104. That report from our environment editor, Greg Borschmann.